Cool. All right.
And just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
How high do you think that guy was?
I don't know.
When he wrote that song.
I have no idea.
Pretty high, right? He's got to be pretty high. Gay porn. He's going to put like something in the background, but whatever.
No, it's fine. Just kind of close that out a little bit. Eddie, there you go. Just Eddie, let go of the mouse.
Hold on. I just want to like, there we go. Block the screen a little bit.
All right.
All righty.
Dude.
How you been, man?
Been good, man. Been good. Welcome back. For those of you listening in, thanks. Thank you for tuning in today for another episode here on Etcetera. I'm Jesse. That's Eddie. And we are about to talk about some serious shit.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. We're not going to talk too serious. Actually, yeah, a little bit.
How serious are we talking? Because I just got back from scattering some ashes, man. Metaphorically speaking. Emotional lashes.
Oh, God. No, we're not going to get that.
And physical ones, too.
Ooh, no. It's not going to be like nothing like that. Hey, how you been, man? Everything good? You been good, all right? You been all right?
Yeah, I've just been really busy, you know. Like,
had a good weekend?
Work and stuff. It was fun. Hung out with some family. It's weird, you know, because we're so close to our family. I think like Hispanics are very close to their families, but mm-hmm. No, sure. Not at all. No.
I mean, sure.
Close. Yeah. Fuck them.
Fuck them. Dude, I showed it to one of my uncles because he said fuck them kids, but he didn't know he hadn't heard the episode. So then I had my iPad on me and I was like, dude, watch this. And I fast forwarded just to that bit.
Yeah,
he was dying.
Fuck them kids.
Like, fuck them kids.
Well, I'm just saying what everyone's thinking out loud. All right, I'm just saying.
I don't know
what everyone is thinking out loud. What them kids do for me? Nothing.
Nothing.
Put them to work.
God.
Everyone's worried about them kids that are making iPhones. I say make them make more iPhones. All right. They're not working enough. Building good character.
Nausa.
Nausa. Nausa, please.
No.
I made 20 iPhones today. I can't. You better get to work.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
What did I do that, man?
Anyways, guys, grab a drink. You know, this thing's all about relaxing.
What do you think about them Trulies?
I got a Celsius. Oh yeah, you did give me a Truly.
Yeah, bro.
Trulies are good. I like Trulies. Have you tried the lemonade one?
No.
I heard the lemonade Trulies are really good.
Just the hard seltzer in general. They really really bringing it up with this hard seltzer.
You know,
Bud Light has it. Corona has it.
Yeah.
What else?
You know, you know that mezcal that we drink, the Ojo de Tigre? Well, they released their seltzers as well, but they're only sold in Mexico. They don't have them here, and they're not bringing them in. My sources tell me that they're not.
Inside sources.
My inside sources say that they're not going to be sold here until probably like another few more years, just because Ojo de Tigre mezcal, you know, it's kind of new still here in America. So they want people to like recognize it as the mezcal. You know, and later on, it's like the mezcal, and they have seltzers, not have right, both of them. And right, then it's right, like, right. Oh, seltzers, and they have a mezcal on the side. So, no, it's but I'm very curious, you know, because they're made out of agave. The seltzers are made out of.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not like this other stuff, you know, whatever it is. Or was it like corn?
All this booze.
They're made out of corn.
All that goddamn corn. Syrup. Hey, man, corn syrup, what's up? I love corn syrup. Put corn syrup on everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but yeah. Are you waiting? but dude, yeah, that was hilarious. That last one, Dobie, bro.
Yeah, dude, poor guy.
You fucking.
I felt bad for that.
I do, but that was good. It was good.
If he wasn't mouthing off all the time, if he wasn't asking for freedom, well, no, I'm not gonna clothe you. I know what this is. I saw the movies. You son of a bitch. He's like, please, I lost my socks. Could you please?
Could you?
Okay, here's a sock for you.
He's a
smack him.
Damn.
Sock him in the face. No. I felt like went a little too hard on Dobby. I'm gonna have to apologize publicly to the elf community. I didn't really know you weren't supposed to
treat your elf that bad.
I stopped watching the Harry Potter movies. I didn't watch the ending
halfway through Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah, I just stopped. So I was like, oh, this is how you treat him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I didn't see him giving the sock at the end.
Eesh.
And being all grateful and whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
There's your problem right there.
I got him. I got him to suck. He's fine. And yeah, we're good. We're good to go.
Yeah.
I'm learning. I'm learning new things every day.
Yeah. Dude, we're a little past halfway through March. I mean, May. Sorry.
Yeah, I was like,
May.
March.
Sorry, it's, May.
We're dude, halfway done with 2021,
man. We're almost at the 6 month mark. It's about to be half a year. Summer's coming up. It's wild.
Oh, damn, man.
It's wild.
Can you
buckle in, boys?
I can't even. It's gone by so quick. It almost feels like it's still January, kind of. Kind of like, oh, man, let's see what.
Yeah, kind of.
Let's see what fucking 2021 has to bring. And so far, it's. That's okay. It's been pretty good.
It's been okay.
You know, stuff's opening back up.
Well, yeah.
And.
People aren't going back, but yeah.
Vaccine. You know, I got that bad boy. I got all three of them. And what else? That's pretty much it.
I thought it was only two, though.
Two what? Two shots?
Yeah.
Nah, you got to go. That's what they want you to think. you got to go in and ask for all three of them, motherfuckers. The Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and Moderna.
Mm-hmm.
What they think this is.
It's true. But, yeah, dude. You know what? Going back to the from our last episode, I started doing more thinking. I was thinking more about how what you were saying about cancel culture, right? And yeah, dude, I really do believe with what I was saying. Fuck them, like
cancel culture.
Fuck cancel culture, man. You know why should there be a standard to comedy? Like that's what makes it beautiful. Like I don't like, you know, and if you don't like it, you know, it's not your, obviously our comedy is not for you, right? Because we really don't mean anything. Like we don't mean to harm anyone. We're just joking around about something that comes to our mind, like right there in that moment. Do you ever have this issue? I was going to ask you this like a few weeks ago. I told her because it came to me. Do you ever like, does your wife or anyone close to you that you speak to on a regular basis when they talk to you? And they say, it all it takes is one word. They say something and then your mind goes somewhere else and then you start riffing off it. You start joking and playing something in your head and then you start putting it into words and then it becomes like a whole fucking joke.
Yeah.
Then they're just like, God damn, like, I can't have a conversation with you. You know, do you get that?
Because yeah.
I've had that with like...
You play too much. No, yeah.
With girls that I've...
Sometimes they say funny shit. No, I think, you know, the cancel culture thing, yeah, it's stupid, but like... You say some stupid shit, you can't be surprised when people clap back. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's funny.
It's still funny. Right.
But
fuck it. You know?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to be funny, like in a certain way, yeah. Then you kind of have to expect that people are going to get mad too. But you know what?
Which brings me to my next point. Do you think that, you know, have you ever heard like if you're not making anyone angry, you're not doing your job right? You're not doing it right?
I have heard of that.
So I was thinking about that after I left last time, you know, like I said, we don't really, you know, like I said, we don't do it with the intention of hurting anyone. We joke around about some pretty like weird shit.
Yeah.
And obviously some people could get offended, but it's like, it's really like, we don't mean it like that, but some people still could be like, that's very insulting. Why would he say that? Let's cancel him, whatever.
Yeah, I think
it's
just
like, fuck him.
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, you
fuck him.
It depends, man, because there's some stupid people out there. But if it's funny to you, you know, if you're on a platform, you fucking saying it out loud publicly, then sure, you know, depends on how many people you're reaching. But like, if you're alone with like your friends and your buddy, you crack a joke, then who the fuck cares?
It's the context though, right? It's like, between you and I, like we're over here joking about some stupid shit. And then something about like little people or midgets comes into my head and I say it.
We laugh, right? It's going to be funny.
Yeah, but then like you take it out of context and you just hear me say a joke about little people.
It's like, clip you,
guys, a little, why is he saying those things?
Yeah, man. Have you gotten any clapback for that yet?
No, dude, people have laughed at it. People have been laughing at it.
Of course, yeah.
And to be fair, it's been like my Mexican friends, the ones that are from Mexico, because they know que bonito. So it's like,
that's so fucked up.
I really want to have que bonito as our guest one day.
Oh my God. That's a dream, baby.
That's the dream.
How I know I made it.
Yeah.
I'm going to interview que bonito.
Yeah.
I owe my success to que bonito. Not what, but like, what have you done anything new today? Have you gone anywhere new? Because I went to a place called Llano, Texas. I didn't know that existed. You know how big Texas is?
It's huge.
Huge, man.
Dude, you can drive for like 10 hours and you're still in Texas.
Yeah. But like, there's canyons in Texas, and then there's like fucking rolling hills and
potato hills.
Rivers. Oh my God, the potato hills. Here's to the potato hills.
Dude. Dollar General checking potato hills. If you're listening to this, salute to you.
The Dollar General, real American heroes. Working there in the goddamn Dollar General. Population town's 200. Lord have mercy.
Oh,
man. Shout out to the potato hills, though. I've never been so scared before in my life.
We'll tell that story. One. Dude, we should go back. We should go back.
We got to go back. Record live.
Record live.
There ain't no reception.
There's no reception. We have to get that Wi-Fi again from that one family.
We'll pull up that video of us huddling together for warmth in the cabin.
For warmth.
A bunch of dull tools. All brought our own fucking
machete.
A machete.
I still have that video.
A hand axe.
I still have the
dull
video.
Dull as fuck.
I was watching it the other day. It's on my phone, actually.
Couldn't chop no wood. People started randomly. There was like three other cabins in that area, and people started randomly showing up. And Dylan's like, somebody kills us, they wouldn't find us for months. Dude, this could be it. Why are you talking right now, Dylan? Why are you fucking saying? He's like, dude, I'm just saying, man.
I'm just saying.
Why are you just saying, though, right now?
Yeah, Dylan beats shit.
Yeah, he's horrible.
But new places. You said you went to where?
Llano, Texas.
Llano, Texas. Yeah. How far is that from like the Dallas?
It's like 4 hours away.
Dude, hell no.
Yeah, it was four
Why
hours
are we there?
Away.
Wait, well, that's where y'all did that thing?
Yeah. That's where we did respects and stuff.
Yeah, couldn't do like Lake Harbor or something.
It's funny because like we went with my mother-in-law.
There's right White Rock, dude. What the hell?
We went with my mother-in-law, and she was like, "Yeah, I probably could have been a little bit more tactical with the location."
Wait, you too good for the Trinity? Is it the kind of Trinity room?
Because that's where they went for their like honeymoon and stuff like that, and or something like that. And she was like, "I could have just said." He took me to like Duncanville or something. She was joking, you know, but
no, she wasn't.
She dropped the ball on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, now it was beautiful though. It was really pretty.
Yeah.
Just my brother-in-law is he's very matter of fact. Mm-hmm. So he's like over there like with the ass, just like
gotta get that last.
Gotta get the last little bit.
All right.
But apparently, did you know? And you know what? This is a joke for legal purposes.
All right, go.
You know what? No, I'm not gonna criminate myself. This is going out live.
Give it to me. I'll say it.
No. Anyway, that's what I was doing.
Have you ever been to anywhere in Texas? Did you know there's an Italy, Texas?
Yeah. Did you know there's a Paris, Texas?
And there's a Paris, Texas too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's also a Germany, Berlin, Texas. Texas has it all, baby.
In Texas?
It has everything.
Everything, dude.
Yeah, man.
We speak everything here,
it's
too.
It's everything, man.
Hell yeah.
People are coming in by the thousands.
Speaking of other languages, have you ever heard of, and this is mostly from my Spanish-speaking people.
Yeah.
Have you heard of speaking in Fs?
Speaking in Fs.
Fs. Or in Spanish, it's hablar en F. Hablar en F. Con F. Con F. Hablar en F.
No, I have not.
You never heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Kind of like Pig Latin, almost. But
Pig Latin?
Is that what it's called, right? Pig Latin? Like, the kids, you know, when you're a kid, there's a thing called Pig Latin? You am I making this up right now?
I don't know.
Well, it's kind of, so it's like, you get a word, right? For every vowel, you put an F right after the vowel, and you repeat the vowel. You know? You never heard of it?
Put an F right after the vowel.
You put an F after every vowel, and repeat the vowel. So,
give me an example.
Como, for example, like amo, like, you know, like te amo or whatever. Let's say amo, it'd be afamofo.
Afamofo, ifi, fafa. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, there you go.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I don't know. Just kidding me. You said language.
Why'd you bring that up?
I said language.
The first thing you thought?
I put in my resume.
Rip right now? God damn it.
I put in my resume.
Ifi, fafa, fafa.
People put it like, you know, they know Python. Fuck that. Hablo en F.
Do you know C+ C sharp or Python?
I can speak in Fs.
You're hired. No one's ever talked to me that way.
No one's.
You're hired. I respect it.
Oh yeah.
We went to this place.
All right. Sorry, we had a minor issue there.
A little hiccup.
What were you saying?
The place that we went to, it was a family reunion thing, right? And my wife's family, they've been doing this for years, like years. They've been gathering together every, like, I don't know, like 3 years or 5 years or something to get a family reunion going, you know?
Okay.
And my wife tried to organize it again because everybody just kind of like fell out of communication or whatever, you know, the generation's been passing and stuff like that. So we went to this place and it was like this, it's like a camp, but it's like a churchy camp type of thing. They were just looking at locations. This one's just the one that kind of came up. They landed on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got a lot of, have you seen Get Out?
Oh yeah.
I got a lot of vibes.
Yeah.
You know? And
from the church place.
I was just, yeah. Yeah. And you know, it was obviously I'm fine. Everything's fine, you know. Just don't take any pictures. Any flashes, you know.
Get out.
No, but we get there and it's a pretty nice compound, but everything's fucking closed. They have a zip line and they have a pool and they have a lake you can go fishing in. Oh, that shit's closed. Apparently there's fleshing bacteria in the goddamn lake. Zip lines don't work. The pool's fucking being, the chemicals are being like fucked with or some shit. But they have like a chapel there. They got a bunch of like religious shit. And there's like a church group that decided to come in to record, you know, or not to record, but to do their own thing. And I'm like, my thing is, if like you're going to be religious or whatever, can you at least be like a respectful, you know, quiet about it type of thing?
Fuck them.
No, don't. I mean, yeah, but fuck them. But just keep it to yourself. I was sleeping. It was 7 a.m. There's people like going around. All I hear is a goddamn dude with his guitar talking about Jesus. I'm like, this ain't it, man. Like, can you keep it to yourself for a little bit? At least until 9? I'm trying to sleep over here. But, you know, they were all over the campground. They were doing their thing. They had plenty of guitars.
When was this?
This was this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And it felt awkward. Like, you never walked in on, like, one of those really religious, like, buddy-buddy groups with the guitar, singing hymns.
Hell no.
There was, like, a common ground, right? Like a fucking sofa room, living room type of area.
Okay.
We were chilling out in there, and like this group of like 10 churchgoers came in, and they started singing. They started practicing the singing. I was like, nope, I'm leaving. I'm getting out.
This is where you pull out the boombox and you put on some Slayer.
Some Slayer.
Red and blood.
I hate God. No, man. Because now they're. I think there's a lot of like churchgoers that like that sort of stuff now. They're infiltrating.
Mm.
Yeah. You never had anything like, you weren't that religious growing up. Did you ever grow to any like church camps or anything like that?
Hell no, dude. No, we were, how do I say this without being offensive? We were educated.
Oh my God.
No, I'm kidding, dude. No, we never did any of that bullshit. Okay. No.
Yeah, well. You missed out. There's a lot of cringy stories.
Oh, I bet.
And that stuff.
Yeah.
There was always that, like, one drug addicted, but not addicted to drugs anymore, addicted to Jesus guy, camp counselor. He was like, you know what? I've seen it all, man.
We used to do camps, though. Like, the summer camps. My mom would put us in those.
Like
the movie Jason? What is that? Was that movie?
You used to do that?
We used to do those, yeah.
What? What kind of camp? Was it fat camp? Used to be fat.
No. Like you take your kids and they take them out to the woods and like camp. Yeah.
And, you know.
No, it was like a mix of boys and girls. It wasn't just like
take them to the woods and.
Yeah. No, it was. But we did that. That was normal. I think a lot of kids do that. Do that. Someone's really trying to get inside your house. Because that sounds like a knock.
I think that's the washing machine.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
It's progressively getting harder.
Yeah,
harder.
I was like, huh.
I was like, ignore that.
Hell nah, dude. Dude, I just got goosebumps.
Talking about church and shit. I'm saying, man.
I'm saying, yeah, fuck all
the
that.
Fucking light flashes, and I'm like,
oh, fuck all that shit.
Get out.
You know?
Please get out. No, well, no, you no. still can.
God damn. Who dropped that? Who dropped
Take
that?
Out a knife. I don't know, dude. That was scary. Anyway.
Anyway. Cyclops.
Moving right along.
Normal transition here.
What did you want to talk
about? We would do the summer camp. We would do the summer camps. And I remember my sister, she was too old to be one of the, yeah, I guess like one of the students. So
she a camp counselor?
She was like a camp counselor. But I remember all the kids hated her. They were like, I remember at the very end of the, the camp, at the end of the summer, like, you know, we would write like these thank you notes, whatever, to like all the volunteers and like the camp counselors.
For sure.
And I remember this one kid, I'm not going to forget it. He was like, my sister's name is Priscilla, right?
Yeah.
So this kid was like, I like all my teachers except for Mrs. Priscilla.
God damn. Cut him to the core. You know,
but this kid.
Kids are mean.
But
dude.
This kid, dude, I never met another kid like this, right? Actually, no, I've met stranger kids. But this one kid in particular, he was really into Lizzie McGuire songs. He was obsessed with Lizzie McGuire. If you know who Lizzie McGuire is.
So he was cool then.
No. I guess maybe, but he would sing. Like I remember, he would sing Lizzie McGuire, and I'm like, "What the hell am I doing here?"
Like, trying to sleep. You're like,
yeah,
bloodshot eyes.
But dude, like he was like, think of a Christian Semler, like singing. Like,
Christian
Semler. It was like,
why
that.
You name dropping, bro?
Think of like that, but like singing. It was like. No. He was just really passionate about Lizzie McGuire music.
Yeah.
And it came to my head the other day too. The song, did you ever watch Lizzie McGuire in Rome, something like that?
No, my wife did though.
Dude, it's a good movie.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it? You're missing out.
Was that little kid you?
Yeah. No, it wasn't me. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what we're talking about. Fucking
no, because you went to camp. Anything crazy happened at camp? Like, what kind of camp was it? It's usually a theme.
No, like we would just do like outdoor stuff. Like, they would just take us. It was here in Mesquite too.
It was in Mesquite.
It was, I think it was in Mesquite. Yeah.
Did they?
We lived in Mesquite.
Was it like in some like Native American named camp,
dude?
Like Camp Tawakanoki or something like that.
Something like that. I think. The Thomasons,
you know, very, my wife's used to be in ROTC, and they went out to Tyler, Texas one time. And there's this thing called orienteering, right, where you're supposed to like map certain points. You walk the area and you're supposed to find certain points on a map or whatever. And then went out to Tyler State Park. And she's always been a smart ass. It's part of the reason I love
True.
Her. But she looked at the map. She saw some points, and there was a lake in between her and a point.
Okay.
And she didn't know that you weren't supposed to go in the lake. They didn't tell her not to go in the lake. But in Tyler State Park, there's like snakes in the lake and shit like that. There's wildlife in the lake. But she was like, I guess I'm swimming in this lake. So she like started swimming through the lake, and she was like, huh, I guess I'm not. I haven't really swam that much before. And she's like, not even halfway through the lake. And she's like, oh, this is getting kind of hard. And you know, you're in like your uniform or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she's starting to get more tired and shit. And she's like, I probably shouldn't have done this. Goddamn. She gets across the other lake. She's soaking wet, right? Everybody's like waiting for her. And she gets back to the place, and she's like, okay, I made it. And she wasn't the last one either. And she tells the guy, I was like, oh yeah, all I had to do was cross the lake. And she's like, you what? You got in that lake? Because apparently, you know, people die all the time in the lake. I didn't know that, but...
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, she just decided, fuck it.
Damn it, Colleen.
That's my wife. But anyway, yeah, that's the type of balls, you know. That I was looking for in a story like yours. You didn't do anything like that?
No, nah, dude, I was a wimp.
You didn't, like, you know...
No.
Nah.
No,
dude. Any summer love, any camp love or anything like that?
The only summer love I ever had was in Mexico.
Your cousin?
She told me she loved me. It wasn't me. It was it wasn't my cousin, all right. She was like
she was my second cousin, all right. Get it right.
Like, it's like, it's like, I think like her dad and my mom are like brothers.
Yeah, but not like that.
But not like that.
No, you know, but like, you know, like spiritual brothers.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe they're blood related. Blood, doesn't matter. It's all right. As long as you didn't like do anything crazy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I fingered it a little bit, but.
I didn't.
I got in there, you know. I mean, what was I going to do? Not get in there? But, you know.
I mean, I'm saying.
I mean, you know. I mean. No kids, though. No kids.
No kids.
She did have a kid after that,
though. Look just like me.
Look just like me. Ain't mine, though. Can't, don't visit me. It's mine. I ain't taking the blood test. We should talk about blood tests. anyway. What do you want to talk about,
dude, today? Speaking of last week. So, I'm sure you heard about this. This is wild. This is fucking wild. Mm-hmm. So, as many of you have heard, so Greg Abbott passed.
Oh yeah,
Greg Abbott's got
some explaining to do.
He got something to do. This shit is. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't even laugh, but now it's like, hell no. This shit is scary. Like even for like a man. Like, this shit is scary. But, yeah. So, for those of you who are caught up with, like, the news.
Our great governor, Mr. Abbott.
Our wonderful...
You know he's a paraplegic?
He what?
He's a paraplegic. He's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
He was running one time, and then a tree fell on him.
Wait, what? He was what?
Running.
He was running?
He was out running, jogging. That's the story, right? I don't know, but...
you know, we'll do that on the next... There'll be a bit. We'll talk. Yeah. We'll tell the story about Greg Abbott.
Yeah. They grew him out of a vat, you know, the Texas governors.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, let's test him out. Let's see how fast he can go.
Well, that's why there's a lot of, like, handicap, like the little ramps.
That's right.
Yeah, it's because of he passed that.
He's actually, like, handicap master race. He feels like you're only good if you're handicapped. Because it unlocks certain, you know how they say like once you go blind you can smell a lot better, like
your hearing stronger. Yeah.
Once you lose the ability to walk,
what the fuck are you going with this?
I'm just saying he has a preference for handicapped people.
Okay, all right.
I feel like it's discrimination.
Well, this motherfucker is like, for someone who doesn't have feeling below his waist. It's like he made a really bold statement here. For those that don't know, I'm pretty sure it's all over the world. Mm. Greg Abbott just signed off on this bill. That's, I believe it's active starting September.
September? I thought it was June.
No, I think it's September, dude.
Hit me with it.
That so women will not be, abortion is practically banned.
Oh yeah.
Abortion is practically banned. Anywhere from 6 weeks.
As early as 6 weeks.
That's just fucking crazy because, like,
oh my God.
Not even women don't even know. Like,
damn, dude, what are you going to do?
No, dude, but this is fucking, it's wild, dude. It's fucking wild.
If I were you, I'd be scared.
I would be. Bitch, you too, you ain't got no kids yet.
I ain't going to have no kids.
So I'm like, first thing immediately, I'm just like, fuck, dude, what if you have a thing with, like, you know, with a girl that you're dating, you know, kind of, you know, maybe you've been seeing each other for a few, you know, for maybe like a year or two, or years.
Yeah.
You know, but you're not married, you're not even living together.
You've been with her for 2 years, but you know you're not going to marry her.
Okay, yeah, that's a good example. That's a good example. Perfect example, you know. But, you know, she gets pregnant, you know, but it's like, but you don't know. It's like you're forced into it. Otherwise, like they'll press charges on you.
That's right.
And any of the, like the hospital, the clinic, the doctor can be, they'll press charge. They'll get sued as well. So,
damn.
And as I was reading, I was like, how can, like, who will sue? Like, right? Like, if I'm not going to sue the doctor's not going to sue me. Like, who will sue? And it's the people that are outside. So there's actually, I've seen and I've heard that, you know, there's actually, and when you, on that's like, so on those Planned Parenthood and all those clinics, there's people that's outside protesters every single day. And they're out there, like, you know, with their Jesus and like so save a life. And, it's wild. It's
crazy, man.
It's super scary. I mean, for women, like, that's, yeah, it's it sucks. Up, it's fucked up. But I'm thinking, like
as a man,
I'm like,
what you mean, banned?
What you mean you're banning this? Like,
you're like, I just picked you being, I'm like, kidding. Okay. No more masks. Okay, Abbott. Okay.
All right. Open up. Business back up. All right. Yeah, yeah.
Let's go, Abbott. Okay.
Let's do it.
Wait, hold on. What's it say? What's that right there? Say that right there. What's this? Read that. Does that say no abortion? Does that say no?
I'm pretty sure your wife is doing something out there. I don't know. Anyways,
isn't that? I think she's hanging up.
Probably. And then? Wait, so is that? So, no, it's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah, that shit was wild, man. No, and I think that, like, that's really fucked up. I think that's super fucked up for women. But here's what you do. This is an easy solution, all right? Here's what you're going to do. Okay. Texas is a big state.
Give it to me. It is a big state.
Here's what you do. All right.
Okay.
No. Hey, honey. Do you want to go to Washington or Oregon? Or, oh, you know what? Let's go to New Mexico.
Actually, yeah. I didn't read in on that. So I have no idea.
Yeah, like pretend like you're going to go buy a cabin or like rent out a cabin, Airbnb, make it a thing.
I think you can't though, because once you show your... I have no idea, to be honest, but it's...
I'm joking, but...
Oh, I mean, for people that may need it, you know, like I don't know. But
yeah, I think for... There was only... Before this, I think there was only like 4 clinics you could go to if you were a woman in Texas or something crazy like that would do it. And now... It's some stupid shit. I'm not even sure you're going to be able to do it in Texas, which is fucking stupid because now...
What do you mean? Like, be able to do it?
Like, have the procedure done.
No, you can't do it at all.
Yeah, I know. That's
like
what I'm
saying. It has to be within 6 weeks. And usually that's just like an oral, like a pill. Yes. And then like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like a quick little...
Quick little what?
Like, I think they put something inside them and it's like... No, I'm kidding. I think it's just a pill, right? I'm from my understanding, I think it's a pill, like a really strong pill. But I think really they do strong. Go inside. I think they do go inside, like through like the vagina, and they insert something. I have no idea. From my understanding, I could be totally wrong, but I do know for a fact there's a pill involved.
Big brain,
but big brain here.
Yeah,
yeah.
But no, I think that's really fucked up.
Yeah,
you know, because these girls, for some people, are just gonna go out and do it and have the procedure done in a very unsafe way, and you're taking that away from them. And it's super fucked up. I don't know.
Because like even like the whole like the rape, like,
yeah,
you know, it's gone. Like you can't.
You're taking the agency out.
Even incest, hand, even incest is no, and like it's.
Ooh.
This is very, very weird.
You gotta break the bad news to your cousin, man. It's like, okay, we gotta cut this shit out, man.
We gotta stop fucking each other.
Gotta stop. Ain't doing it no more. Have it down to us. Nah, dude, that's messed up. So I can't imagine having the wherewithal to make that kind of call for on behalf of women. You know, that's crazy to me. Yeah. But whatever, man. That's damn.
That's wild. I was thinking, you know, I think this might push to like normalize vasectomies. You know, guys should start doing it more often.
Hey, if I could, if there was a higher chance for me to be able to have kids or have the procedure removed when I was ready, I would do it.
Yeah.
100%.
So I actually looked into it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was looking into it. So it turns out that it's a lot more effective. It's like it's over 99%.
Yeah.
Like if effective, you yes. know, and it's. You know, over the long run, like what women spend on birth control, you know, it ends up being more with them doing that than you getting a vasectomy here in Texas.
Yeah.
The average is actually around anywhere from between $500 to $700.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Not at all.
And you can easily just go back to work. Literally that same, you get your procedure done. Yeah. You can just go back to work. Like
that day?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can go
it's
home.
A procedure. Like they cut stuff. They yeah, snip you.
Yeah, but
you
like
go home. I don't know. You go
it's
back
a
to
small
work.
Cut.
Where are you working?
It's a small cut. I mean, obviously, not to go back to lifting boxes.
Yeah,
and shit.
What the fuck?
But I'm talking about like if you're sitting down or you're in your office, whatever, like an office job,
just like an ice pack.
Yeah, yeah, because there's swelling and obviously maybe a little bit of bleeding. But other than that, it's.
I've heard you can't have sex for like a week or something.
Yeah,
like
you won't be able to have sex for a few days.
Yeah,
but it's, but yeah, but I mean, it's super easy and it's not that expensive compared to like a woman if she were to like.
But what's the? I know you can reverse it.
So that's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. So reversing it is not 100% that you'll be fertile.
But you can freeze your sperm though.
And that's another thing. There you go. I didn't look. I didn't look. I didn't look that one up though. Mm-hmm. But. yeah, you can do that. It's more expensive, though, to reverse it.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, they're trying to reconnect stuff that they've cut. But I'm pretty sure that you can take your sperm and, like, an egg and just the embryo. Not the embryo, but they take that and they can freeze it for you when you're ready to have a kid. Because there's some women that and men that like can't have kids, you know, they have trouble having kids.
Right.
But that's a way that they can like keep them like little test tube babies, right? When they're ready to put them in the oven.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. I heard somewhere that in China now that like they can choose whether or not they want to have green eyes.
I've heard about that.
Modifications, shit like that. Sign me up, baby. Sign me up.
Well, not you, but like
now me.
No, like you're a grown ass man. You're talking about like for your kids, right?
I'm gonna clone myself.
Start all over,
baby. I'm gonna get out my baby, so I can when I'm ready to die.
Right.
I can just transfer everything.
Actually, yeah. I heard about that. Like you can take away like certain like those genes of like the color of the eyes, the height.
More importantly, right? You can figure out whether or not your kid is gonna be prone to like some. I've heard. I'm talking out of my
prone
ass
to
here, right?
What?
Like you know, Down syndrome and like.
Oh yeah. Like yeah. Like that. Actually, like, yeah, they can actually even tell, so they can like take them out. Like. take them out. Take but, like, them you can out. Abort.
Doctors like a sniper.
It's like,
I got him in my sights.
What does the fisherman say? He's like,
I can't remember.
He's like, oh, get that thing off your face. What do you say? Like,
I can't remember.
You see the backbone? You see the backbone on that rod right there? Hey, light that thing, don't you?
It's like a fisherman talking to women the way this he's fisherman like, talks to his fish. Like,
talk to me how you talk to the fish. You see the back of that rod right there?
You're going to take that out of your mouth now.
Get that out of your face right now. He's like, oh, you want to play? You ready for some more? Okay. apparently you can do that.
What does your perfect baby look like? Is he good at sports?
Probably, yes. More than likely.
No, I wouldn't want my baby to be good at sports. I would want him to be. I would give him like a blank, like make him terrible at everything, so he can really struggle. And then, according to like people, he would be like, after overcoming those struggles, he'll be the master of this world.
Yeah. Here's a theory though. Have you heard of? You know, good times make weak men, and then heavy times make a strong man.
Yeah, I have heard of that bullshit.
It's not bullshit, man. It's real. So do you think like, you know, because of COVID right now, do you think that, and you know how all like the jobs, you know, that everything is, it's not as, there are some jobs that are, you know, you can still go do, right? But there's a lot of jobs that have died out ever since like the digital, like the internet and all this other stuff, right? That we created more jobs than ever before, right? And now you can do things online. So it's people have to like adapt, right? So like now it is sort of a hard time of like learning to like, you know, just be more like tech efficient.
Yeah.
And then like now we had the pandemic.
Yeah. It's hard, man.
So it's been it's a hard time for you. So it's like these times were kind of like, for like the younger generations, will they learn more? You think they'll be more advanced than us?
Honestly, I mean, that goes without saying, right? But technologically speaking, but I think that, I don't even think
they're going to be able to. Yeah, fuck
them kids. Honestly, I don't even think that we're going to be able to like categorize things in the same type of way the more we keep on advancing the way we're going, you know. It's gonna be a different type of world. It's just not gonna be as important, you know. Even now, it's some stuff that was important back then to the boomers and shit like that ain't important to us, you know. And this idea that like, you know, hard times create strong men, yeah, but what's the cost of that, right? You create some strong men that like maybe aren't as emotionally impacted or cognizant of the stuff that they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
There's a trade-off for everything, you know? And I think that I'd rather be part of a generation that understands why and how we get to where we're at instead of just being like, well, I got to chop the damn old firewood or my family's going to die. Like, fuck that. Like, shit, yeah, I guess you're strong. I guess you had to walk all them miles in the snow to get to school, but I don't know if that's the standard, man. I'd rather not walk all them miles, right. You know? I don't not have my kid walk all the miles.
The career or job that most kids want nowadays is to be an influencer. Like they want, or a YouTuber, influencer, YouTuber. Yeah, that's what they all want to be now.
I mean, that makes perfect sense, right? Like you got your own platform right now that people can listen to you and you can be funny in every type of way. But in a way, that's kind of good. I think that like a lot of people have a lot of talent, and the more that we can get that stuff out there, that the more that we're going to be able to enjoy different shit, you know? But beforehand, it was just like the giant machine, the Hollywood machine, right? You have to be 1,000% lucky. How many talented people do you know? Because I know plenty, you know?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Plenty.
And
too many.
There's just people out there that just get lucky. In the right place, right time, or decide to like move to a certain place where it's going to be more beneficial to them and get picked. And I think that's narrowing down now, you know? And now.
I saw this thing on Instagram. Mm. It was like one of those like short videos. And this guy was talking about how, you know, people complain that, oh, like it's harder now, you know, like, or like the competition, you know, or, trying to do the same thing that someone else is doing, it's hard, you know. And in reality, it's always been there. Like that's competition has always been around. The only difference is that now we see it because of social media. Yeah. Like we see what the other guy's doing. We see how high he's getting, right?
That's
like in his career, and it's just like none of that's happening to me. But like back then, that would still happen. It's just like we didn't even know. Like we didn't know what the other guy in next town to us was doing. But
well, like in you see there's a bunch of like DIY shit now and like YouTube, TikTok and Instagram where like even people in my line of work, because there's a real problem finding like skilled workers that know how to do something, a real tradesman, journeyman.
Yeah.
But that's because a lot of these old guys, they get their pension, they fucking leave, they do their work, and then they don't teach anybody. Or they hate fucking teaching people, right? I can't tell you the amount of people that roll their eyes that they have to deal with this new kid that we decided to hire and like, oh, I got to teach him, he's going to be slowing me down. Well, that ain't the point, man. The point is you're supposed to be able to teach these kids so they can then go on and learn and do the job, you know? But they're like, no, because they're going to replace me and they're going to do it. It's like, ain't about Mexicans. That, man. I'm saying.
Mexicans.
I swear to God, man. goes without saying.
I swear to God.
No, it's white people, too. What the fuck? It's a bunch of old heads. You know, it's from that generation where, like, I figured it out, you figured it out. Like, just watch me do it. Yeah. You know, like, it's easy. Just watch me do it. It's like, motherfucker, you're like, how many years you been in this business?
I was about to say the other word. Like,
don't you do that. Don't you do it, boy. Vein popping.
Yeah.
Control yourself, man.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sensei. Oh, but yeah.
Arigato, sensei. He's like, who's that, Dwight? Your mom? No. It was my sensei.
That was my sensei.
I am a senpai. Sorry, continue.
Oh, but you don't see that happening in your line of work? The financial sector or something like that?
Nah, dude, everyone's super helpful, to be honest.
Yeah. And that's how people should be. It shouldn't matter. But I think and we were talking about this I was talking about this with my wife because I think there's a point where people struggle and then like a switch flips. Like, let's say this happens a lot with kids, with guys or girls that have kids, you know?
Guys or girls?
Yeah, they have kids and then they're like, oh, I have to take this shit seriously. Something flips and then they start doing the things that they need to do.
Right.
The other end of that is like something flips and like the fight or flight happens and they leave, right? And they become a dirtbag or some shit like that.
Right.
But what the hell is it in that thing that like is like, oh, shit, I got to take this seriously now.
Right.
Because how many people do you know with kids that are like hauling ass, working, shit, taking care of business?
I know one guy.
And they were...
He was a Plano. Fuck that guy.
And they were complete idiots beforehand, you know?
Yeah, I know the guy.
But like, you know, I was an idiot right there with him. But I was fucking stupid, dude. Yeah, but he had a reason to smart up, you know?
Right.
Like, to take care of business. And a lot of people don't have that reason, you know, or they're looking for that reason. They want that reason. They want like something to motivate them. And a lot of these old heads are like, just do it. You know, you just got to get shit done. I was like, okay, but like, how do I link those neurons? You know, I'm talking about how do I get to that thought process where I want to do that? I want to be responsible.
Yeah.
I want to be efficient, you know, with my time. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think about procrastination? Have you ever been procrastinating?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a huge procrastinator. Yeah. I think there's a good and there's a bad type of procrastinator. Mm. Like there's the bad that they never get it done, right? And then there's the good where that's like, because they've kind of taken their time at the very end, like they know they have to get that shit done and they sort of become creative because they know it's like, oh shit, I got to turn this in right now.
Turn it in.
So it's like, you got to figure it out somehow. So that's there's that kind of procrastination.
Right.
But it's like there's a,
well, what's the trade-off sometimes, there, right?
Yeah, it's a trade-off, but that's why, and it's kind of like, you know, you can hire a lazy ass sometimes, but it's like, it depends what kind of lazy ass we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because there's the lazy ass like, oh, fuck, I'm not going to do all that. Hell no, I'll just do like this. And like, it gives you the same results. And he was, because of that laziness, he was able to come up with another.
It's innovative, right? Like you kind of have to like think on your feet a little bit, but as opposed to where somebody looks at a problem and it's like, well, I can't fix it.
Exactly.
Got to wait till someone else fixes it and then I can do the thing. And but like, what is that? What's the trade-off, right? The trade-off is like anxiety. Like you're going to be so anxious.
Exactly. Yeah. And but some people work that way. Some people don't. But it just, it depends on the person.
Yeah.
There's a story, or it's like a, I guess it's a story. Or like this guy, this little boy, he tells his mom's like cooking this fish right on this little pan.
Right.
And the boy asked the mom, like, mom, why do you always cut off the head and the tail? Have you heard of this?
No.
He's like, why do you always cut off the head and the tail, mom? And she's like, why do I cut off the head and the tail? And she's like, because grandma did it like that. That's how grandma does it.
Mm.
So he goes and asked the grandma. So he goes and he asked the grandma, and grandma, why when we cook the fish, do we always cut off the head and the tail?
Yeah.
And then the grandma's like, he's like, oh, we do that because, you know what? I don't know. It's because my mom did it like that. So the great grandmother happens to be still alive. So the little boy goes to the great grandmother and asks the great grandmother. He's like, grandma, why does mom cut the head and the tail off the fish when she's cooking it on the pan?
Mm.
And the grandmother's thinking, she's like, why? She's like, oh, she's like, I know why. Cause my mom, when she would cook the fish, the pan was too small. So she would have to cut off the head and the fish. Right.
Mm.
But it's just one of those things. Like we just never ask.
Yeah.
We never question it. We just keep doing it.
Yeah.
But then this kid was like asking, he's like, why do you cut the head and the fish? You know, like
that's another thing. You know, a lot of people get comfortable doing what they're doing and then they're too afraid to step out of those boundaries to kind of really explore different solutions or other type of ideas or even things that you want to do, you know, like this shit that we're doing right now, you know, like this
is pretty cool. Actually, all my cousins, the little cousins, they're like the little like 10-year-olds. Yeah. Because like they'll hear from one of my tias or whatever. And they'll be like, and they're like, wait, Drew has a podcast? And they're like, yeah, you can actually see it on YouTube. I was like, well, you can't.
But in fact, don't.
Yeah. No. And I was like, I make sure because I'll put like, you have to be over 18 on the things. Right. I had one cousin, she was 15.
Yeah.
And she followed me on Facebook, on Instagram. And I blocked her. But they get really excited. They're like, they're all like my tias are like, oh God, now this kid's going to be like, he's going to be a YouTuber. I was like, no, but we don't do it for like trying to be YouTubers. Yeah, yeah. Like it's just, we do for fun. It's fun.
It's a fun thing.
And I think Eddie's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm funny. But you know, they said the same shit about video games, you know, man, you can make a living off of that shit now.
Dude, there's college courses for video games.
That's
now.
Right. That's right.
That is
don't
wild.
Talk shit, man. All y'all boom. That boomer mentality was like, no, you gotta be a doctor. Ain't gotta be a no goddamn doctor. Whereas, you know, my brother's trying to be a doctor right now. And just the entire process of going through all that money you have to spend and all the, it's just.
You remember that time you told me, you were like, I got questions about this medical shit, the medical schools, because my brother's an idiot.
he can be a doctor.
If he can be a doctor.
Yeah, I mean, anybody can be a doctor. That means doctors are just people.
And they just, they're handing them out left and right.
No. You really got to work hard for that shit. But I do think that, like, you know, you study so hard. A lot of it is memorization. And like you said, you know, why do you cut off the head and the tail, you know?
Right.
And law goes with the big trades. Law school and, like, being a doctor and shit like that, they don't really... Some might teach you why, but really you need to know that this is the rule and that's why you follow it and memorize this and memorize that. And then there's another subset of people that, like, have to do the research as to, like, why and do all that other stuff. So when you're just a doctor, like a general practitioner, and you're trying to figure out the puzzle, right? Like, what does this person have? You only have that reference, that textbook.
Right.
When it could be a myriad of other different types of things. Why you see a lot of doctors prescribing antibiotics when you go in there and you're like, hey, my elbow hurts. Here's some antibiotics. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
But that just kind of limits you a lot, I think. It limits you. But yeah, you know, you're dealing with people that are just people. Doctors are just people. But at the same time, where do you kind of go from there? How do you, like...
Hey,
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
It's hard. Because I want...
Life's hard, man.
Yeah. But I would hope... I would want to think that, like, making that stuff more readily available to, like, common people or, like, finding out a way to streamline. I don't even know.
Eddie, where are you going with this?
I just wish more people could, like, be interested in a trade and not be overwhelmed by the amount of stuff that you have to, like, memorize.
Have you looked into, like, have you heard of Google offering, like, these certificates and stuff?
Yeah.
And you'll get a job through Google.
Yeah. Like project management and, like, coding, app development and stuff like that.
Yeah. Maintenance, any sort of maintenance.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. It's really cool. I looked into it because I was curious. I was like, is this legit? Like, for real?
Yeah.
And I really wanted to check out, like, what these courses look like. And yeah, it's like basic fundamentals of, like, coding. And it's really cool. It's really, really cool. I believe it's free for, like, the first week for you to try it out. Something just kind of like look at it. Yeah. And then after that, like, you can finish it off, like, in 6 months, 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, man. There's just a lot more options now. And I don't think it's that crazy to assume that, you know, if a kid wants to do something.
I was going to say no.
As long as you don't have an abortion. It's like, come on, man.
Come on, Ab.
Oh, dude, no. I don't know, man. I don't know where to even go with that, you know, because, fuck, I'm a dude. I can't even imagine as a woman not even having...
I'm scared now. I'm scared. I'm actually terrified. You know, there was one thing growing up I was afraid of. It was my mom. She would tell us, like, you know, you're out of the house. If you ever get a girl pregnant, you're out of the house. I live with that fear. Yeah. So, like... It was pregnancy and then STDs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my fear. Yes. That was the order of fears, right?
No, I understand, man.
So I'm still traumatized, like, a little bit. When it really shouldn't, you know, like, it's like, yeah, it's a beautiful thing, right? But
nice. Sticky all over the place.
It's scary to think when you're not ready for it.
But then again, you're never ready for it. Get the fuck out. You can be more ready than when you're 19 years old or, like, fucking 18 or even 21. You know, you don't even know what the fuck. You're not well established.
Right.
You're not. Why bring a kid into the world where he's just going to suffer? They only give a shit about that kid when he's in the womb, not when he's out of it. All these people get, like, complaining about being on welfare and stuff like that. It's like, what the fuck?
There used to be the argument, you know, like, you know, with women that would say, I'm going through with it. I'm having the kid. But, let's say the dad doesn't want to.
Yeah.
You know, should the dad have the right to, like, opt out of a child support?
In a perfect world, yeah.
In a perfect world, right? But now we're both fucked.
You happy?
You happy
right now?
Are you happy?
Waking up at 4 a.m.?
Damn.
Kidding the thing. No, in a perfect world, sure, you know, but, like, you're leaving a kid in potential poverty, you know, if you just back the fuck out.
Right.
You know, and I do believe that, you know, kid, whether it's, I'm not talking, like, male-female dynamic, you know, but they need, like, I think two parents are better than one, you know. A kid needs someone, not just a one-parent dynamic, you know, a single-parent dynamic to kind of be more well-rounded and get more ideas and different perspectives and shit like that. So this is just, I feel like it's just going to hurt hurt in the long run, man. Like, but who the fuck knows? There's a lot of religious people. I get the argument, you know, about like a life.
I do. Yeah. Life. I mean, I get it.
And it's a hard decision to come by, but it's not your decision. It's nobody else's decision to make except for the woman. And, you know,
maybe
discuss it with the dad. Maybe, yeah. You know? At the end of it's the woman's body, you know? So what the fuck are you going to be able to do? It's her body.
All right. You know what? Let's spend like the next 10 minutes just talking shit about Abbott. You go first.
Nah, man.
I'm just kidding.
No.
Abbott's a good guy. Damn, dude. God damn.
I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying he has a preference. I'm kidding.
Dude.
I'm kidding. No. No. No, just because you're paraplegic does not mean you're like Greg Abbott.
You're okay. Not above
it. Let me declare. You're not above it. You're not better than me. You think you're better than me?
You think you're better than me?
Poor guy's just trying to get on the bus. Like, zzz. Look at this motherfucker. I gotta walk. This man just rolls along.
You know, there's always had that one kid in high school that was always in a wheelchair. And there was always that one guy that was pushing her around.
Look at this right here. Get to be pushed.
Sound familiar? Nice. Sound familiar, Eddie?
I never did that, okay? I never pushed. I felt bad.
They take you to Six Flags in a group, and you spent the whole day pushing this girl. Dude.
We're all mixed up.
It says a lot about you. You got hot kid.
Never the same again. Nah, man, but, you know. The sad thing is that a lot of people support him. A lot of people support what he's doing. You know?
Dude, I was when I saw it on Instagram, people were posting it on their stories, right? And I couldn't really tell if they were in favor or for it. They were just posting it. So like, I didn't know if like she like react like the or like the laughing or like, you know. So I was like, oh, wait, are you for it? Are you
ambiguous about it?
I was like. So, yeah, ladies, show some emotion, please, whenever you're posting those things.
It's tough, man. Especially, here's the thing. Like, being a woman.
I'm still scared, though.
I would be. If I was you, I'd be scared. I'd be terrified. Get it snipped, man.
Snap it back.
Just do little snips. You're done. Yeah. Freeze that bad boy. Put it in your cooler.
All right. I'm going to start.
If your power ever runs out, you're like, oh, no.
Get him out.
It's cold. Spills everywhere. Miles mix. This one's mine, right? Fuck it.
Oh, no. God.
But as a woman, I feel like I can't even imagine how difficult it is, because you get a lot of flack, not only from guys, right, but from other women in the community. A lot of women are religious and they're against that sort
of thing. Fuck them. I'm just kidding.
100%. But when you're a part of like, no, yeah, fuck it. If they're not supporting you, they're against you, right? Like, what the fuck? And it's more deep than that, right? But if you're going, that's already a traumatizing enough thing as it is, right? That you're making such a huge choice. And then you have other women that know what it's like to have to make that choice. Just dogging you, derailing you, fucking
fuck those
putting
bitches
you down.
Fuck them. Name them right now. Name drop them.
Nah. Fuck that. I actually don't know a lot of women that think that way.
Me neither.
A lot of the women that I know that are like, no, I think, well, no, that's not true. I know a lot of religious women that I'm talking to. I'm talking to you, bitches. That they're just kind of like, no, you can't do that. Like, why would you do that? Like, oh my God, it's online.
Bitch, get off me.
I'm like, get the fuck off me. Hell yeah. Now I want to do it more. I wish I could do it. Go ahead, Doc. Legs in the stirrup. Clean me out.
Damn.
That's horrible.
That is horrible.
That's horrible. I'll do it again. I got another schedule 2 weeks from now.
God damn.
Hey, Jerry, how's the family? Crack open a beer. Yeah. All right, let's go.
Let's go.
I mean, honestly, man, I love sushi too much.
What the fuck?
Thank God I don't have to get pregnant. Can you imagine if dudes had to get pregnant?
I don't even want to think about that. That's too...
Me either. Let's not talk about it. You know what?
Yeah. We've said dog shit, but I don't want to go there.
I don't want to go. Yeah, that's too bad. It's too bad. Let's go talk about Dobby. Nah, but it's tough out there, man. In that aspect, being a woman, it's just something I'm never going to be able to relate to, but I support you. Your choice is your choice, and sorry that you kind of isn't right now.
In Texas,
take a trip to fucking California, baby. Let's go.
Let's go, dude. I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's tough.
It's tough.
You know, I say that, I joke around, but like, not everybody has the money or like the world to like.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit, dude. You're a piece of shit.
Sorry.
Sometimes.
I'm sorry about that, but
that's. I mean, I don't know.
But I think that, you know, moving along, politics, I think it always swing. It's a pendulum swing. So it's going a lot this way. There's going to be a lot of flack from this decision, and it's going to have to swing back. Legitimately.
For sure. I think that's in everything, not just politics. So, but
get it snipped right now. Wait it out. And then,
wait, you know, would you do it?
Hell yeah.
Wait, why wouldn't you do it right now?
Because, like, I want to have kids potentially within the next.
Freeze your sperm.
I guess that's true. I guess I could do that.
Can we? What if we started a GoFundMe to go?
That's just what it is. It's expensive. I think it's to keep it in storage.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's probably expensive.
Well, you can just keep it in your freezer.
No, right next to the chicken. Hey, what kind of sauce is this?
Hey, Jesse, can you bring me the sauce that's in the freezer? We're gonna freeze it.
You put it in like a little ranch dip,
and it's like. He's like, yeah, it's right behind my sperm. I was like, oh, okay. Like, I see it.
Is it? This isn't fresh, is it? It's like, oh, yeah, I put that in yesterday.
He's like, Eddie Jr., 6 foot. Eddie Jr.
Blue eyes.
Blue eyes, Eddie Jr. Is Eddie. Like, which one are you in the mood for, Colleen?
Let's go. Oil me up. Oil me up. Go in there, boys.
God damn.
Let's go, boys. Round them up, boys.
Hell no, nah, dude.
I got some swimmers, baby. I got Michael Phelps in there, boy.
Good damn.
They're strong. They're swimming. Nah, but it's a tough decision, man. If I could afford to, you know what? I'm talking out of my ass. I don't know how much it costs, but I know that that's a.
We have a fucking setup, but still.
Oh yeah, I could look it up, couldn't I? But nah, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that.
But yeah, man. No, I think that's it's a good place to end it. You know?
Yeah.
It's a really sad thing that women have to go through that. It's pretty sad.
And man, I throw us in there as well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
it's scary. It's scary as fuck.
Stuff. It takes two to tango, all that stuff. But
dude,
once again, the procedure, right? I'm just saying, dude. I'm just saying.
Dude,
I'm trying to be
all right. We'll look more into the vasectomies.
Yes,
I think by next week we'll have a decision. Final decision.
We'll have price points.
Price points.
We'll call them. We'll call them live.
What?
We'll call a doctor's office live.
We'll call. Excuse me. How much is it to? Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
compare right. Prices.
Ooh.
My boy's getting a vasectomy live on this show. You're gonna be selfing.
No, I'm not gonna fucking do it. But
come on, the fuck.
Hell no. What?
How many views are you talking?
No, dude. That shit gets for... No.
You know what? For charity, I'm going to get an abortion live on... live on the show.
Good.
Cool. I'd watch it. Oh, my God.
Good.
Put the volume up. Oh, my God.
Yeah, turn up.
Bookmark.
But, yeah, dude. I guess it's a good way to stop it.
Yeah, man.
But... Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers, man.
Cheers, Eddie. Well,
here's to Abbott.
Here's to fucking Abbott, dude.
To the homies, man. This is
Abbott. You piece of shit, dude. Nah, it's all good. It's all good, man. I mean, actually, it's not, but
it's not. It's not. We're fucked. Look at my man. He's scared. There's a fear in his eyes.
I'm sweating, dude.
I got to make some phone calls.
I got to.
Take him up. Ah, this is fucked up. No, I can't make this joke. I can't, man. I can't do it.
Eddie.
I left it on a good note. I'm supporting y'all. I can't make these jokes, man.
Take
me to a flight of stairs.
Damn.
Hey, baby, why don't you move a little to the right? It's like, oh, over here? Take a selfie. Yeah, there you go. No, that's fucked up. See, this is what happens. You're going to be responsible for motherfuckers throwing people off stairs, man.
Dude.
Blood on your hands, man. That's fucked up.
Yep.
These jokes are because of you.
These jokes are because of you, Abbott.
Fucking male Abbott. Angry email. Not me.
Hmm.
I'm a supporter.
Have you ever protested?
Yeah, remember we went down one time with...
That was a joke, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it hurts when it's about you, huh? I'm kidding. Dang, I got you.
Yeah, that was fucked up. I know how it feels like. I understand. I'm a true ally now.
I'm sorry.
Nah, I can relate. That's some tough shit. That's some tough shit. Dirty. Ladies, you need an ally.
I'm kidding, Eddie. Nah, that was a joke.
No, dude, that's fucked. It's fucked. You said what you said.
All right. I ain't stuttered.
I didn't stutter. I'm sorry for saying it.
I spoke perfect English.
You need a translator or something, motherfucker? Goddamn.
Anyways, all right, guys. Thank you for listening in. Yes. Don't forget to subscribe. Follow us on our other platforms. Right. Go ahead and follow this guy too on Instagram, because
Eduardo Dan Maldonado, right?
Something like that.
Some shit like that. Yeah.
Follow me, TikTok, please. If you do not mind.
Facebook. No, don't follow me on Facebook.
Dude, we gotta get more active on TikTok, but. Yeah, you know what?
Live vasectomy on TikTok. Expect it to happen.
Yes. Yes. For you.
Push this man to do it. You know what? We'll do it at home. How hard can it be?
Just like kick each other on the balls. One at a time.
All right.
Kick my speaker. Again.
Again.
Another.
More. You know, dude, sooner or later, we're gonna get that Oculus Rift. Not even gonna need women no more.
Damn.
A perfect world, am I right?
Perfect world.
I'm kidding. That was a boomer joke. I'm sorry. Can't live with them. Can't live with that.
What is it? Not the 70s anymore? Oh, man. Anyways, alrighty, guys. Thank you. You guys are awesome. Keep following us. Like all our shit. Subscribe.
Go to our GoFundMe page for Dobby. He's doing really bad right now. He needs all our help.
Yeesh.
Yeesh.
All right.
Anyway, yeah.
Right.